from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Those of you scoring at home, Chaz McCormick will be leading off in Sugarland in center field.
Damn, Chaz. This is bleeding off.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is a... They got a who's who of, Trey Cabbage is batting second. Greg Kessinger is batting third at short. Pedro Leon's in left field. What a top four right there. Those guys have all had significant at bats with the Houston Astros earlier this year.
Some of those guys are, remember, rosters expand. We haven't talked about this. Rosters expand on Sunday. Yeah. McCormick is not eligible to be brought up on Sunday because he was just sitting down, so he's got to wait 10 days, but... You know, they've got, I think they are leaning towards bringing up a catcher, giving them a third catcher.
Salazar, why not? Yeah.
Omar Narvaez is playing for them now. They'd have to add him to the 40-man, but, you know, that's a possibility. And then I think we're going to see the return of Rafael Montero on Sunday.
Yeah, I heard that kicked around. I don't know that I trust him, especially after you got Hector Neris to fill that spot. But, I mean, maybe there's an outside chance he could impress for a month. To potentially give somebody to think about adding him to a playoff roster. But
He's had good results over there, and I do think that they basically he didn't have to accept the assignment. He could have just taken the money and gone home.
Yep.
So I do think that that's a big reason why they will bring him up and see if he's got anything. You know, they wanted him to throw his slider more, see if he's worked on that pitch.
But, yeah. Coming a couple of things here, but housekeeping things with the Astros. One, Kyle Tucker. Today he spoke to the media and basically said he could be back early as Monday's series in Cincinnati, but said also the home stand that series against the Diamondbacks after they're on the road, after they come back in Cincinnati, he could be back then. So he's anywhere from Monday till later in the week when they come back here to face the Diamondbacks. So it does appear that he is getting close, and he is saying he is getting close. But the big news today with the lineup, Alex Bregman, he was ejected yesterday, and that's why he left the game early. He is not in the game today and in the lineup today due to elbow soreness. Alex Bregman, elbow is sore. Joe Espada said Bregman came in and received treatment. It is unclear if he'll be available off the bench, according to The Athletic and Chandler Rome. So that is the latest there. Alex Bregman, obviously, at a point where he can't go right now today, and not even to DH. They apparently want to give him a full day off and to maybe get that soreness down with that elbow. And you talked about it earlier. This is going to be something they're going to have to figure out and deal with. And to me, the closer they get to the postseason, if they make it, the closest that they get to the postseason, like, they've got to get a handle on it. It's a tough deal if, hey, man, every 3 or 4 days, like, hey, we're dealing with it. He's playing in the field. He's good. But every 3 or 4 days, yo, I need a day. That's going to be tougher when these games matter more down the stretch. So they've got to get a handle on, is he going to be a DH? Is he going to play third? Do we put him at first? They're going to have to get a handle and just stick with it, because it feels like this elbow has affected him to be able to swing and hit. And with him not playing, that's that's a concern.
It's going to be a daily thing. It's just going to be like one of those things where you see a lineup every day, you don't know if he's going to be in there. And I think that they are probably taking that same approach where Joe Espada leaves the ballpark every night and he's not sure if Alex Bregman will be good enough, will feel good enough to play the next day. And I just think they're just going to have to check on it every day. It's a daily thing.
Yeah, we'll see. And today it is he is out. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as the fellows will have you as they get ready. Hey, we're turning the page. Next week, Monday is a game week, and they'll have everything you need to know coming up at 6 o'clock right behind us. And as you know, we are live and local until 11 o'clock. I know Creighton is out. Is Luke still? Is Luke back in it tonight? I'm not sure. I know
I think he is.
He did the show yesterday with Sean Bajani. Area 45, they've got you covered from 7 to 11. They'll have post game of the Astros and the Royals tonight. So stay tuned there with Area 45. All right, I'm curious with this. Someone texting, Ron, you've got to stop talking so low into the mic at the end of your sentences. My man, we can't hear you. I apologize. I'm a trailer.
I noticed that.
I'm a trailer. Well, you're next to me. You can hear me better. That's a fair criticism. Sorry, my man. I'll try to make sure I'm good all the way at the end, but I'd like to finish a little sexy with it. But I'm my man here, if you're listening, won't you jump in on this as well? Those of you on YouTube and Twitch too. The Royals are a contending, at least postseason contending team. The odds are they're probably going to be in the playoffs, even with the tough injury they suffered. But this is a playoff-level team. And when you look at the Royals, you can clearly see what their flaw is. What is going to get them in trouble, what is most likely going to be the way that they are eliminated from the playoffs, is their bullpen. It was on full display yesterday. They struggle there. They have one of the best starting rotations in all of baseball. But that bullpen is what is going to sink them. What will it be for the Astros? What will be that thing that sinks the Astros? What is the fatal flaw where you say, you sit right here and you say to yourself,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Watch this team every day. I understand this team. I see this team. These are my boys. But the way that the Astros will have issues, the way that they will lose, the way that they will fall out will be for this reason. For the Royals, it's the bullpen. What do you think it is for the Astros? And you cover this team every day.
It's the defense. And I think that you've seen that on full display here the last week or so, where, you know, last night, the defense almost cost them that game. The defense cost them that game in Baltimore. They are 20th in defensive runs saved in all of baseball. Like, that's not good enough. And if you give good teams 2, 3, sometimes 4 extra outs, it's going to bite you in the end. And when they won the World Series 2 years ago, that was an elite defensive team. 2021, that was an elite defensive team. You can talk about how good they were offensively and how good the pitching was in 2019 when they won 108 games. The defense was outstanding that year. That has been what has set them apart from all the other really good teams in baseball, has been the defense. And the last couple of years, it has not been good enough. And for them to be 20th in defensive runs saved is something that cannot happen. And these are all like the two plays last night in the seventh inning. Jeremy Peña, that's a routine ground ball. to a guy who won a Gold Glove 2 years ago as a rookie. The ball to Shea Whitcomb, you know, that's not the easiest play in the world, especially for a young third baseman, and you've got the runner at third base, you know, kind of blocking your view a little bit. But still, that is a play that should be made. Ben Gamel in left field, that's not an easy play, but it's a play that could have been made. Instead, they get three runs out of it. So for me, it's the defense. It has really hurt them here in the last month or so. Pena, 5 errors in the last 10 games. He's got 19 for the year. This is a guy who was, what did I say, 92nd? 98th percentile or something in outs above average for shortstops 2 years ago. He's 12th percentile now. Like he just has not been good enough. They need him specifically to be better. It's a staff with Framber Valdez, with Hunter Brown that can get you ground balls. Like you need your shortstop to be better than what he's been.
Text line coming in with their bats. Bats go cold, happens way too often, Ron. I think there is something with the bottom of the order, but now. And I agree with you. The defense thing, I mean, that's that they have got to get a handle on that. They if the Royals, which is unusual for them, didn't match it, and kind of theirs was a freakish thing because the pitcher tried to barehand the ball, they may have lost that game last night due to just kicking the ball all over. And I mean, you're just not going to win giving good teams extra at bat. I mean, you can get the White Sox and the A's all kinds of extra at bats, but good teams, that's not something to live on. I like the bats and the bottom of the order is something that I think is to talk about, but I think it's deeper. I don't think it's just primarily the bats and the bottom of the order. For me, it's Joe Espada. For me, it's Joe Espada from the standpoint of he is a tinkerer, and he is like, you don't know what the lineup's going to be. You know, he'll move people all around. He really is big on matchups and doing all of like, and some of that can work, but also some of that is gives you, I think, more rope to backfire because you're running so many guys and there's a lot of young guys that he's going to be doing this with. They've added some veterans, but a lot of young guys he's going to be doing this with. And like this stuff with Bregman, like that's a weird thing there with, and I don't think that's just a decision on him, but it's kind of a weird thing that he's been playing third base so much. And then all of a sudden we pop up and he can't go tonight because of his elbow is being sore. So how he handles that, and listen, during the regular season, as you know, the impact of the manager is not as big on the game. During the postseason, however, with bullpens and moves of pinch hits and things like that, it becomes a much bigger deal for managers. So he's unknown in these situations. To me, Joe Espada and how he's going to put lineups together, you know, the hunches and the numbers he's going to play with how many different parts he's going to have, that to me is something that I'm weary of.
Remember, you saw him manage, what, an inning in the ALCS last year after Dusty Baker was ejected. And listen, now, these weren't just moves that, you know, he pulled out of his, you know, rear. Like, these were things that they had discussed going into that series. But he still made those moves. And, you know, he still had the guts to make those moves. And those moves wound up working out in that
game. He's got the guts.
Yeah.
Oh, he gonna make them. Now, he'll make the moves. I'm just saying, like, There could be playoff games where he's making 5, 6, 7 moves. And I mean not just the bullpen. Like he's making all these moves and you just like the thought is will he push the right button more than he pushes the wrong one? We'll see. Cause I mean they're gonna play their however many guys they got.
And you'll have a 4-man bench right now. They'll probably have a 5, 6-man bench once you get to the playoffs. So yeah, he will certainly have more toys at his disposal.
Oh God, yeah, he likes his toys, doesn't he? All right, remember coming up behind us again, Texans All Access. Texans All Access is the fellas will get you started about your Texans as we get closer to the regular season. That's coming up behind us, and then after them, we're live and local, folks, until 11 o'clock. As Area 45, Sean Bajani will hold it down coming up behind us. Hey, great job. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Enjoy your weekend, Adam. We appreciate you stopping by. Great job today. Great job as well, Byron, holding it down. Clint Tyler should be back next week as we continue things rolling right here on The Drive. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.